Kenora, at the Kenora Ladies Bonspiel held from Feb 24 to 26 at the Silvia Fedoric Center. Most of the time it was hard to tell who was behind and who was ahead, as everyone seemed to be smiling and having a good time. But when it was all said and done after the final draw, Kenora Rinks took first place in all three events in the 10-team Bonspiel. The championship in the A event went to the Ally Rock team, made up of Rock, Skip, Kylie Toffin, 3rd, Jody Kowalashin, 2nd, and Jessica Quaz, lead. The first place team in the second event was skipped by Maxine Stinka. Other team members were Dorothy Schick, 3rd, Elaine Park, 2nd, and Sharon Chesilski, lead. The rink skipped by Lauren Mentenko won the C event, and included Brianne Kiofsky, 3rd, Chelsea Giesbrecht, 2nd, and Ashley Dutchick, lead. The Bonspiel was played under the Brandon Draw format, with 6 end games. Each team played 3 round-robin games, with 10 points for a win, 5 points for a tie, and 2 points awarded for each end won. Playoff positioning was set according to points totals. The A event final pitted Rock and her teammates against the Jeanette Ebert foursome of Norquay in a true back-and-forth battle. Through 6 ends, each team had scored in every other end. In the second end, Kylie Toffin made a delicate hit and roll behind cover to set up a score of 2, but Ebert and her teammates bounced back with 2 of their own the next end, and eventually the game was tied 5-5 after the regulation 6 ends. The skips then each threw a draw, with no sweeping allowed, to break the tie. Rock's draw nestled into the 4-foot to seal the win. The B event final saw the Maxine Stinka foursome meet up with the Megan Hadubiak rink, also of Kenora. Stinka and her teammates had a narrow 3-2 lead after 5. In the final end, she drew behind a guard. With last rock, Hadubiak had the opportunity to draw for the tie, but came up just a bit heavy. The Katie Weilman team, with players from Kenora and Langenberg, provided the opposition for the Mentenko rink in the C final. Mentenko and her teammates had a 2-point lead coming home, but Mentenko found herself looking at 3 Weilman counters when it was her turn to shoot. She calmly hit the Weilman shot rock and rolled behind guards. That rock turned out to be impossible to remove, clinching the victory. Other teams competing in the Bonspiel included Bridget Harridges and Kristen Worabetz, both with players from Kenora and Yorkton, Shauna Rizowski from Yorkton, and the Lynette Severson rink from Norquay and Kamsack. But the weekend competition went beyond what happened on the ice. The traditional costume contest culminated at the banquet on Saturday. Bridget Harridges, who in addition to competing in the Bonspiel, also organized the event, said, "It appeared everyone had a good time and enjoyed the costume contest the most. I received lots of positive feedback regarding this year's theme, Movie Marathon. Most of the teams participated, with the winners being Team Rock as Dodgeball, a true underdog story. Team members received the Best Team Costume Prize, which included a popcorn bowl full of treats and a mock Oscar award of a spray-painted Ken doll on a hockey puck." Runner-up rinks included Team Rizowski as Men in Black, Team Mentenko as Minions, Team Mock as The Hangover, and Team Harridges as Matilda. "Our senior team, Team Schick, dressed up as the Golden Girls," added Harridges. Several teams even had practiced skits to show off their costumes, which was very memorable and enjoyable for all in attendance. As far as the eating goes, from all reports, Sheila Dimitruik and her team put on an awesome meal. "We would like to thank all of our sponsors who donated prizes and/or money to make the ladies' Bonspiel a huge success. Overall, the club fundraised $1,000. Our club would not be able to operate without the amazing generosity of our community partners, sponsors, as well as all of the volunteers," said Harridges. Next up is the first annual Youth Bonspiel March 17-18 for ages 15 and under, and to end the curling season, the year-end mixed Bonspiel is coming up on March 23-25.